I think they're treated a lot better than when they were when it was my mother's generation. Australia's changing as a society for the better, but you know, we still have a long way to go as we stamp out racism and discrimination against all types of cultural people in our country.
There was an apology by former Prime Minister Rudd. What did that do for Australia's Indigenous people?
I was actually there that day in the room. It meant a lot. It was, you could feel the relief in the room where people who were oppressed by, you know, the government then were of the acknowledgement of what they did to, you know, our people. You could not explain the sadness that was released when those words were saying, sorry that this happened to your people and we did this. And acknowledging that moment was, it's something I'll never forget.
And so what has happened since that time? It's only been, 5 years or so?
We've changed significantly in changing the way we, I guess, improve the lives of Aboriginal people. And society is now on our side. You know, they're changing the way that they see and, I guess, view Aboriginal people.
Maybe you can say again what the name of the tribe that you're from and what are they known for?
Yeah, so on my mother's side, I'm from the Bundjalung people. It's where my grandfather left to give my family, his kids, an opportunity to education and employment, to put food on the table, which I'm grateful for, but also it's something that I'm trying now to reconnect to, you know, where he came from, because he was born under a tree in the middle of the bush. You know, now I live in a three-bedroom house and drive an expensive car, so it's something that he sacrificed for us now. So it's actually being grateful for what they did for us.
I imagine this generation that you are a part of, this younger generation, is kind of straddling two worlds.
My presentation is about our self-pride in our culture and our identity, and it's a big problem for our youth as they grow up, is they're growing up in a modern society which does not take into consideration our culture, and it's of no importance. Modern society outweighs our culture.
What do you hope to achieve as a result of this two-day meeting?
You know, I come from probably the most disadvantage you could ever have. Drugs, substance abuse, all those things. I grew up in that lifestyle, single parent family. My mum died when I was a kid, so my sister took care of us. But if I can do it, that means anyone can do it.